producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind today that you'd like to chat with me about, this is a good time to do it. This is the day of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. So we have kind of a limited amount of time to chat with one another and to answer questions, but that doesn't mean we can't chat with you about it. You know, Manny, I think one of the things that I had mentioned that I had seen the Michael Moore movie this week, and we're going to have him on before the end of the year. He's already agreed to come on. But one of the things that they talk about is homework, and that's been one of our it's been up on our Facebook for a while. And that whole controversy about homework, because there are now, I think the country, I think it's Denmark, where they don't have any homework at all. None. The idea being that kids should be able, well, a couple of things. That first of all, the kids should be able to play, and that school work should be done in school. And there's also that controversy about teaching to standardize exams. And I think it may be one of the countries that doesn't have standardized exams, which may be part of it. And we did, I think it's been up on Facebook for a while, but the idea being that that it's kind of accepted that kids have, you know, long amounts of homework, that they have 6 or 7 hours. I remember, you know, back in the dark ages when I was in school, that I would be up till 2 or 3 in the morning sometimes doing homework. And I also, I believe, I read someplace that about osmosis. So this is a true story. I would sleep with a history book underneath my pillow thinking it would sink in overnight, which will give you a very sore neck. But, yeah. You know, I absolutely believed it. But even then, I mean, I had a lot of homework. So, It's not necessarily a new phenomenon, but I think it's one that's being examined. I'm also one of those people who believes absolutely that school should be a year-round kind of thing. It could maybe be, there could maybe be longer vacations, but with most parents working, number one, and number two, the idea that the retention rate over the summer is disastrous. So that, And you know, it gets kids out of school sooner, and they learn more. So I think the idea of, you know, when we started with the idea of kids being off for the summer, we were an agrarian society, and you needed the kids, you needed the farm hands. But that's no longer the issue, that most of the country are not farmers, and most kids don't work on farms anymore. And so we should, you know, we could certainly revisit that, and I think have a much more efficient school system. But and the idea being that kids need kind of the summer to recover. Well, if they weren't having to do homework every night. So did you have to do a lot of homework when you were a kid?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me to say the homework that I did was a lot. And, you know, I guess I'd need something to compare it to. But
well, how many hours did you spend doing homework?
I didn't get homework every night, but I would say if I averaged it out per week, I'd say maybe 3-4 hours worth of homework a week.
Wow. So that's like a half hour a night, 45 minutes a night.
Yeah. I mean, but there was some nights where I wouldn't get any, and there's other nights where I'd get like an hour or two.
Huh.
So.
Well, I mean, yours was much less than mine.
Yep. I had some generous teachers.
So you're one of those people who thinks what? That there should be more homework, less homework, whatever.
I don't know. I guess it's hard to say because I guess it could depend on the kid too. I mean, if you know, it could depend on the the learning attributes of a kid. You know, if a kid is picking up on something, you know, pretty well, then, you know, what do they need homework for? Whereas if you have another kid that maybe struggles to pick up something in class, maybe he needs to have a little more.
Okay, well, when I did homework, that wasn't the issue. The issue was not that homework was remedial. It's that you would have kind of the introduction. I guess it's kind of like the best thing I can the best metaphor I can use is piano playing, is that you would learn the piece more or less with your teacher around the piano, and then you were expected to practice, to go home and practice it, so when you came back the following week that you knew the piece and you could play it proficiently. And so that was kind of what homework was, is that the teacher would introduce stuff, but then you would have essays to write, you would have tests, you would have questions to answer, you would have reading to do. So, and I mean, part of it was, and I graduated a little bit early, so I had taken more courses probably than the average bear to a certain extent. But still, so homework was not remedial. It's just that that's where you learn the stuff, and then you were expected the next day to be responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's hear about, and you can hear, it's one of those things that both teachers and parents are sort of beginning to question. It never even occurred to me, just because, well, okay, you just do homework.
We'll start with Tony, and she says, get it done before 7 p.m.
Well, that was, see, now she's really saying, I mean, if school's out at 3, and you get home by, or 2:30, you get home, and then we would have to change our clothes and have a snack, and then you had to do, like, an hour or two of homework before dinner, and then maybe an hour after minimum. So that's 3 hours a night minimum, and I was doing a lot more than that. So she's saying by 7, assuming that dinner happens somewhere in between there, let's say 5:30. I don't know how she works the schedule, but between 3 and 7 is 4 hours. So maybe three hours of homework again.
Mm-hmm. Mark says it should be kept to a minimum. It should try to incorporate creativity.
Well, see, you guys, I can tell we are all of the same kind of generation. We take homework as sort of a given, as opposed to, as I said, Denmark, where, and these are college students, that they have kids of all ages and in advanced courses, and they said that they, at most, they'd, if they didn't get something done during the school, maybe 10 minutes max, and mostly none.
Julie says, why? Aren't they in school long enough?
Well, that's the whole issue. I mean, that's what people are beginning to question. And how we educate, whom we educate, to what purpose we educate. Because we were talking before about the idea that more and more schools are educating to test. And they teach how to take the test as opposed to how to learn the stuff. So, I mean, but it's interesting, the first couple of responses are basically of my, and I'm not advocating, I'm just saying that it never occurred to me to question getting homework, either when I was a kid, when my kid was a kid, and even talking about it now. So this whole kind of thing of thinking about school, homework, experience, childhood, learning in a completely different way.
Kiana says, I think some homework is important.
Why?
Doesn't really specify why.
Yeah. I mean, you can hear that there's this very... I'm trying to think of something else that is similar to it, where we sort of just take it for granted that that's the way it's done, and all of a sudden changing how we think about it.
Amy says, I assign it nightly, but just a little. I think it's important for kids to have more independent practice, a chance for help if needed, and for parents to know what their kids are working on.
Well, that sounds like an educator who's saying, who has kind of split the difference, I guess, between the two. On the one hand, of saying that there are reasons beyond just the sheer exercise of learning something, of parents knowing, sort of. I mean, it's a very interesting kind of thing, and for me, it's interesting because it never occurred to me to question it before. All right. 855-993-7569. If you want to weigh in on homework or anything else, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about something that for me is mostly fascinating, because it's something that I never actually questioned, which is, should kids have homework? Because I had homework. And there was never even a question about whether you should do your homework. And in fact, when my daughter was young, the issue was she couldn't, you know, and I've been saying to people for years that the deal was, if you say to your kid, you can't watch television, your homework's done, then they'll just do a crappy job about getting their homework done. And so, I mean, but inherent in that, if you think about it, is the assumption that homework exists, that homework is an important thing to do, that you do your homework. And so the question is, should there be homework? And I, you know, I think that it is one of those things that I, as I said, I didn't question it as a kid growing up. I didn't question as a parent, and I've only really begun to question it because people are now saying, well, there's a whole different approach. So let's hear what other. We've got a couple more of those, and then we'll, I think we'll just sort of we'll do an email here, and then we'll do some. It's broken. Let's fix it.
Marika says, I'm a student and find homework or independent practice with guidance is essential to my learning process. You know what they say, repetito no matter studiorum este. I don't know. I don't know. I've never said that before.
Well, I haven't heard it either, but the idea is that basically you repeat stuff to learn it.
Yep. Allison says, for young ones, it should be a tool for practicing what was taught in school. If the child is not able to complete it, then the teacher should be made aware so that they may help the child.
Okay, but here what the inherent assumption is there, is that you, that school is the primes the pump, but then you need to continue it outside of the context of the school. And again, I never argued with that, never questioned it. It occurred to me that there was the most, I mean, if I thought about it, which I didn't, I just did the homework because the assumption was that this is how you learned, that the teacher would tell you some of it, and then you would go and learn on your own. And for me, I guess one of the reasons I never questioned it is that's how I learn, is that, and I learned this probably more in college than I did before then because it was just harder. There was just more to learn, and people were smarter, and it was more challenging, is that I could think I learned something, but what I realized is if I could explain it to somebody, that's when I learned it. If I couldn't explain it, even though I thought I knew it, I didn't know it. So for me, college became not only doing homework, vast amounts of homework, but having study groups where we'd explain something. And I still to this day can diagram how the kidney functions because we did it, we acted it out. The magnesium sodium pump. I mean, the Riemann integral. I mean, I really remember all that junk, which of course there is absolutely no need for. And probably, well, there, but you had to take the test. But that's how we learned it, is we learned it together. We repeated it. We acted it out. We questioned each other. We taught it to each other. So the idea that you could learn everything you needed to learn in the classroom just was completely foreign. And you guys are bringing up some interesting points, which is there are other advantages other than straight learning, which is your parents know what's going on, for different people learn at different speeds, that classrooms, you know, we're not even talking about classroom size or different levels of understanding. So it's an interesting thing, which I think the debate has just begun. So there you go. All righty. 855-993-7569. Do we have time for a quick email here?
I think so. We got one here from Cheryl, and she says, Dr. Joy, I have a coworker who is getting no sleep due to her infant son, who is 6 months old. He used to sleep through the night until a cold virus about 2 months ago. I know you have a method and wondered if you could review it again.
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. Although it's a little bit different for a six-month-old, but what happened, hopefully the parent did not take the kid into bed with them, because if that's the factor, then you've got a whole different ball game going on. So if that's the case, you need to make sure, and humidifiers are now one of those controversies as well, and apparently people are thinking you don't use the warm humidifiers, you use the cool ones, but hopefully the kid's cold has cleared and kid can breathe okay. But kid should not be in your bed, and should probably not be in your bedroom either, but certainly not in your bed. The deal with kids sleeping through the night is, and six-month-old, interestingly enough, is kind of an interesting juncture because it's quite often when you switch to some solid food. So maybe the kid, in addition to that disruption in sleep cycle, also went through a growth spurt, so need more food. So if you haven't already put some, you may want to talk with a pediatrician, but you may want to introduce some solid food in. And the deal about in general is that you piggyback two feedings relatively close together. But this is really for an earlier, for a child who's a little bit younger than this, who's only being either breastfed or bottle fed. So you may want to check with a pediatrician, but if that kid's in your bed, you got to move them out, and they're going to yell and scream, but they're not, you know, you're never going to have any other kids, and the kid will never learn to sleep through the night. And also, you may want to talk with your pediatrician. It may just be that you need to introduce some solid foods. Quite often, solid foods are introduced in the morning, but if the kid is having a hard time sleeping through the night, it may be that the child is just is hungry. Do not use apple juice. We've already learned that what that will do is rot the kid's teeth in their gums, nor milk. And if a kid wakes up in the middle of the night, especially if you're breastfeeding, send your husband in rather than yourself. So, and don't stay in bed with the kid. You may also want to check into sort of super absorbent Pampers, so the kid is not wet during the night. But my guess is that this kid was brought into bed, and that's the problem here. And you're going to have to undo it. Sometimes, believe it or not, an electric blanket will work. Because kid gets cold at night, sometimes nightlight. A six-month-old child is, but it's a little hard to know. This is one of those times where, and I know it's a third-person question as well, that a little more information could be a little bit more helpful. But hopefully, haven't brought the kid into bed with you. Because it's like a whole lot of things in life. It's really easy to start and really hard to stop. And so that's one of the difficulties about being the parent is we have to think about long-term consequences as well as short-term. So, all righty, 855-993-7569. It's Broken, Let's Fix It is part, you know, it's really interesting. I probably get the two things I get the most emails about are either movie reviews or It's Broken, Let's Fix It. So, feel free to tell me that you like them or don't like them. As I said, I'm looking forward to having Michael Moore on. His movie doesn't actually come out. It opens before the end of the year because I think it really will be an Oscar contention. And regardless of what you thought about Michael Moore in the past, I think that this his new movie will change your perception of him, believe it or not, on both the right and the left. So, but it doesn't open wide till January, so see if we can get it in the can a little sooner than that, but probably they want it to be closer to the movie when we interview them, so we'll see what we do. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, it's that time of the week again where we look at a problem that that concerns all of us much more so than what's going on in your own household or your own town or even your own city. And my guest today is Susan Rockefeller, who has done a documentary called Food for Thought, Food for Life. Susan, let's start with, it seems to me that on a bunch of different levels, we're kind of in a food crisis these days, whether we're talking about droughts or we're talking about starvation or we're talking about GMOs. Talk with me a little bit about what your stance is about the issue of food and feeding people at this moment in our human history.
Well, I think that, you know, if you look at what's happening globally, we have about 7 billion people on the planet, going up to 9 billion by 2050. So looking at climate change and how do we feed people in a way that is sustainable is something something that I think a lot of people are looking at, you know, whether it's looking at ocean health and, you know, saving the oceans to feed the world, because more than a billion people rely on fish protein daily, or just looking at the toll that our current agricultural system is taking and placing on our planet right now. So I made this short film. It's 20 minutes, and I wanted to distill a lot of the issues that are of concern to me that could get people to essentially start a conversation. So I tend to make short films that go along with panels of people that can then talk about local issues as well as global issues.
So why, I think it's a complex problem. All right, so why 20 minutes rather than 80?
Well, I think there's a lot of films out there, you know, that have been long documentaries, and I think given the way people are accessing and processing information, I think it's much more effective, or at least I found it more effective, to do a more short-form film. And the great thing about that is that we can put it up on a website, people can download it and make it into a Vimeo format, and we are also, you know, with the Food Day, which is happening on Saturday, we are able to get it out to thousands of communities for free. So it's an accessible tool that people can use if they're having a cocktail party, if they want to host a screening and have a conversation around what everybody does, which is they eat. And we are all eaters, and how do we actually feel like we can be empowered to make a difference for our own health and the health of the planet?
All right, so let's start with the oceans for no particular reason. Talk with me about the issue about food and oceans.
Well, if there's a great book that Andy Sharpless wrote, and he's the CEO of Oceana, and I actually sit on the board of Oceana, and we're interested in how we can save the oceans and feed the world, and we look at fish as one of the perfect proteins, because if you look at climate change and what's happening with deforestation for the production of meat, the perfect protein in terms of using and optimizing resources would be fish. So you don't need to use a lot of water for processing and manufacturing. It's a renewable resource. So with over a billion people that rely on that protein, and also the fishermen, you want to keep that resource healthy and abundant. So it's one way of not having to cut down trees, add fertilizers, pesticides. It's a system that can regenerate and remain in abundance if we continue to enforce fishing regulations and minimize bycatch and also protect fish habitats. So it's actually a solvable problem, you know, to actually, you know, return our oceans to a state of abundance.
Well, but even if we return them to abundance, you're saying that basically about 15% of the population is dependent on them for food. What do we do about the other 85%? Or is there ever the assumption that the oceans could provide food for everybody?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously 50% of our fish is now farm-raised, so that there's lots of ways that I think people are innovating around technology so that you can have different fish that are being grown on vegetable or grain, you know, vegetable protein as opposed to animal protein. So the key with aquaculture is that you want to make sure that you're not using 5 pounds of wild fish to 1 pound of farmed fish. So it's really which fish they decide to use, whether it's tilapia, whether it's, you know, shellfish farming, scallops, all of those have great ratios to be quite efficient and effective. But I think you obviously need a combination. Like fish actually contributes to about 14% of global protein, and so do eggs. So there's lots of ways that you can get protein, and obviously mixing of vegetables and grains and having, you know, a small amount of protein on your plate.
All right, let's go to the one, because I was surprised that that the oceans were responsible for as much as they really are. I mean, for some reason, I mean, I like fish, I eat fish. So before we move on to farms, are you saying that when we go shopping, we should do more wild than cultivated, or cultivated than wild?
It depends on what you're looking for. I personally will eat wild salmon. I do not tend to have farm salmon because of the ratio of the amount of protein you need to get one. It's 3 to 5 pounds of wild fish to 1 pound to make the salmon, but it's a lower fish. It's lower on the food chain. So I think that, you know, what we look for is how we can innovate with smaller fish, because many of the bigger fish, the tunas, the swordfish, about 90% of those big stocks are depleted. So you want to be able to look at ways that you can eat fish and get your protein, but make sure it's a healthy choice. And there's a lot of places that you can go. There's the Monterey Bay Aquarium has a seafood list. And, you know, just I would say that each state can actually look and see, or each, you know, coast. Okay. There's different ways that you can look at it.
And a lot of fish that most people don't like, I mean, like sardines and stuff like that, which are very, very good for you and fairly abundant, and we just don't like them very much or don't eat them very much.
Yeah, I think what will have to happen, and we had a, Oceana had an event in Spain where they brought world-class chefs in to be trained about...
Yeah.
Saving the oceans and feeding the world. And chefs are the biggest innovators. You know, if you think about the genius of cuisine and what they can do, they can actually reintroduce, because sardines were very popular and then they went off the menu.
Yeah.
And they're actually being reintroduced. And also, if you think about kale was not a popular, you know,
true.
Vegetable, and now it's the vegetable of choice, the same
yeah.
with beets. So there's a lot of ways that chefs can innovate and be creative and bring new products and vegetables and fish that are not normally used onto the menu and make it, you know, palatable and delicious.
Yeah, at one point when I worked in Boston for the Redevelopment Authority, and I tried to convince Julia Childs to use food stamp food, which she was unwilling to do. But I always thought that was the way to do it, is if you could take a food that everybody views as junk food, and junk food in the negative way, not junk food because it's cheap and horrible for you, but food that people tend not to eat, and get somebody to make it fancy, that all of a sudden it becomes a hip thing to eat. All right, so let's move from the ocean to farms. And, you know, I remember reading somewhere that the amount that 30% of the carbon footprint has to do with farming. Is that an accurate statistic?
Yeah, I mean, it might include transportation as well. So it is what, you know, Al Gore did his documentary on the inconvenient truth, and they call agriculture the other inconvenient truth because of the amount of, it, you know, energy and pesticides and fertilizers that normally are being used to keep, you know, a lot of the monocrop, you know, the corn and the soybeans, the wheat, being grown in this country. So it's a big contributor, and also beef and the way beef is being grown. So, you know, the idea is really to look at, you know, what is the cost of this fast and convenient food system on the health of our population. And what we're finding is that, you know, 1 in 3 people are expected to get type 2 diabetes in our lifetime. And people will put a lot of emphasis on, you know, deaths from guns, like 100 people are killed by gun deaths each day. Well, there's 200 diabetes-related deaths each day. So there's just a lot of need to create good food policy today for really good food, you know, for tomorrow.
Yeah, there was a study that came out this week that says that obesity is about to take over smoking as the number one cause of cancers. So, which is really alarming, because we know obesity is increasing, and we think that obesity is going to be attached to hypertension and strokes and heart disease, but it's also going, it's about to be the number one cause of cancer. All right,
yes.
But fear not, folks, we have, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not necessarily the train. So my guest is Susan Rockefeller. We're talking about her short doc, Food for Thought, Food for Life. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about farming and what you can do about it and what you should be watching for when you grocery shop. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Susan Rockefeller, who's done a short documentary called Food for Thought, Food for Life, which I think is... one of the reasons I liked it, Susan, is, you know, a lot of documentaries, you're ready to set your hair on fire at the end of it. You know, there's things like, oh my gosh, the world Armageddon is coming and there's nothing I can do. And the nice thing about your documentary is they're very specific steps that we can take. So let's move on to farming. You mentioned the term monocrops, which my understanding is that the idea of having, for example, I think Nebraska has what? Corn and wheat, and that's it. Or corn and soybean or something. But the idea being that farms are dedicated for efficiency's sake to one crop to try and feed the world's hungry. But you're saying that that's kind of at best an outmoded theory, yes?
Yeah, I think we need to really look at a healthy farm system. And if you look at what's happened as a result of a lot of the processed fast foods, we now have foods that actually undermine our health. So, you know, just statistically, if you look at the fact that we spend over $150 billion a year on obesity-related health care costs, you know, people will say, well, I can't have healthier food, it costs too much. And the question is, you know, do you put the money, you know, into fresh fruit and produce and a better diet so that long term you have a healthier life without the cost at the end of your life? So, you know, the real, you know, challenge is how to create and improve the current food system. And what my film looks at is really the celebration of small farming and local farming and communities, and, you know, really projecting into the future where, if, you know, the energy costs are really high, how do we actually create a food system that actually creates the health of the soil and a healthier population of people? So, you know, it's really, you know, a positive blending the beauty and mystery of soil and plant life and allowing people to see how plants are grown and how plants interact in a multidimensional system, ecosystem, and that you get healthier produce, more flavorful vegetables, and it's better for the ecosystem and it's better for ourselves and our own human health.
Right. How do we do two comments, I guess. One, I saw a documentary thing about 2 years ago where the farmer was taking, and he was doing specifically livestock, I think, to begin with, and he'd have the chicken coop one place in one season, and then he'd move the cows in, and that may have been the wrong order. But so he was moving, essentially, he had fertilizer delivered, I guess, hot and smelly, so it didn't have to be bussed in, and it was different fertilizers in different places. So instead of keeping the cows in a pasture, he moved the cows around so that they were basically it was manure on the hoof, I guess, and then he could grow different crops there, and he kept sort of alternating that, and it seemed to be a very effective thing to do, which is great if you're a farmer. I've worked with people in need for most of my career, and it's very hard to make an argument to a mom who's trying to feed four kids on minimum wage that even though she can buy dinner for her kid for $5 or $6, a happy meal, and a head of broccoli, which the kid may not even be willing to eat, costs $5. So, I mean, how do we deal with the current reality, even though it's sort of saying, well, your kid will be healthier if they eat the broccoli, not the happy meal? Pretty hard on an economic basis to convince her.
Well, I think that there's lots of, I mean, what you're bringing up is, you know, really the need for a change in our food policy. And, you know, my dream would be that this film gets to as many people as possible that actually understand the impact of that cheap Happy Meal that's been subsidized by, you know, to a huge extent, whether it's the wheat, the corn, or the soy. And if those farms were actually more diversified, or just, you know, it's $45 billion that's put into food, you know, subsidies. So if you had 45 million, like 1%, that could go toward reframing the food system, you'd have a really different outlook on what's possible. So, you know, I think that, you know, if people start to look at what's going on with their own health, they might be choosing differently. And there's a lot of different programs that are, you know, supporting people that need, you know, it's not food stamps, it's the SNAP program. So
Right. There's
a lot of different ways that people can get at, you know, a prescription for fruits and vegetables. And in the long run, you know,
wait a minute, stop.
Education.
A prescription for fruits and vegetables?
Yeah, they're calling it a prescription. Like, you know, food is medicine, and that there's going to be more opportunities for a prescription based. And a lot of foundations are looking at this so that people can actually get a prescription and funds to actually fund, you know, more fruits, daily fruits and vegetables.
Does that already exist, or is that a theory?
It already exists. There's a group called Wholesome Wave, and Michelle Mission is working on that, and there's a lot that's looking at how to get more access to communities that need fresh produce.
That's a great idea. I mean,
yeah.
I do a lot of work with City Harvest in the middle of the summer when it was 100 degrees. I moved literally 5,000 pounds of produce from the farmer's market because to neighborhoods that needed it. And I mean, I think City Harvest in New York is great at distributing healthy food. But the idea of a vegetable prescription, I think, is brilliant. I mean, saying,
yes.
Because the real issue, as you know, it just becomes economic very quickly. Has this documentary changed anything about how you eat?
It has, and I just want to say one thing about City Harvest, which I think is absolutely brilliant, the way that they can bring fruits and vegetables to so many people that are food insecure. And if you look at some of the, you know, bodegas and the smaller markets, you know, they do not have the economy of scale to actually get produce at a cheaper, you know, cost.
Right.
They can't buy crates and crates of it like some of the bigger supermarkets. So I think City Harvest is doing such a fabulous idea, you know.
I agree.
Fabulous work to feed the food insecure. As far as how it's changed my eating, more local, I try to have as much, you know, fruit and vegetables as I can. I think anyone that wants to sort of limit their meat intake can participate in the Meatless Monday. I always talk about that campaign as being something that, you know, starts someone off with just one day a week. Start, yeah. You know, lessening your food, you know, your meat consumption, and then you can continue. So, you know, I think that it's, you know, continuous improvement, and the more that you get involved in your own cooking, and the more interested you are in where does your food come from, and how is it grown, and who is the farmer that's grown it. And I think that that whole relationship is really changing. And I believe there is a food revolution happening in this country. It's happening in the inner cities. It's happening in local communities, and people want to really take back the plate and and be more active and feeding their families and feeling that they have some control. Because I think
Susan, and we have to stop because we ran out of time. Susan Rockefeller, Food for Thought, Food for Life. Find it and look at it. You'll enjoy it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
If you miss a show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.